This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 45.
This is the intentional connection number 4, gifted.
How can you intentionally surprise your person with something special?
We begin in 22 seconds. Live life, see the good days in it, just live.
Your life is a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to help you grow your unique connection.
Today in this Just Live podcast, this is episode 45. We're talking about surprising your friend, your person, if you're married, your couple, partner, friend,
basically,
family
if you're a fraud,
member,
you don't need to do this, but yeah, everyone else should.
With an intentional gift. We're going to talk about that. We're so glad you've joined us.
My name is Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. And one of the great things that Susie and I have been able to do throughout the years, being intentional and having that connection, is to surprise each other with a gift. There are a lot of different gifts that can be given. And sometimes we receive a gift and it's like, oh, I knew that was coming. And it's nice.
Not a surprise.
Something about surprising with a gift that, well, it's intentional because you thought about them and it's connecting.
Well, let's think about love languages for a moment, because gifts are one of the 5 love languages. We all have a receiving set of love languages and a giving set of love languages. A lot of times they're the same and sometimes they're different. One of my giving love languages, and I have a bunch, gifts is 4th in my receiving, but giving is often words of affirmation, touch, quality time, and gifts is all right in there as well. But gifts, giving a gift to someone, your person, someone special in your life, basically means that you thought of them at a different time than when you were actually with them. So they were top of mind, so to speak. They were top of mind and you saw something or you went searching for something in particular that made you think of them and you gifted that to them.
Now, for years, every time I went to the store, I came home with an almond-flavored Snickers bar, because it's something I never have had one on my own. We've only had them together, but it's always a gift that I bring home to Susie.
Feeling the love.
Look what I got. And we share it. But there's a lot of other things. For instance, if you take a whole look at her ears there, she has a lot of earrings because I love giving her earrings.
And I love fun, wacky, especially big earrings of any type. My main colors are black, white, and red, but I have some other funky multicolored ones as well. And so I love to just like spark up my outfit with earrings. Sometimes it's only my earrings that can match the shirt that Dan might be wearing.
True.
And so it's fun to have a wide variety of earrings. It's also something.
Now, I just want to interrupt though. The earrings for me is the gift that keeps giving. Now, I'm
going to explain
this.
How does that keep giving?
Whenever Susie walks, she walks like this. She's happy-go-lucky, and the earrings as she walks begin to poke out. So, needless to say, almost every time we go on a walk, she comes home with one earring.
And she's especially like, with a high collar.
Oh, I've lost my earring. And it's like the worst thing in the world. And so then the next day when I'm out walking, I find it normally. It's hanging from a tree. Someone found it. They picked it up. They hung it on a tree. They know that Dan's coming to re-gift this. And so these earrings here have spent many days out in the wilderness. And then I came and found them. So it's the gift that keeps giving.
Okay, so I think gifts are really important because they say, I see you, I know you, I love you, I value you, whichever version of that combo of version. It means that you really value them enough to do it and that you know them well enough to know like their favorite color. I went to a birthday party of a friend on Saturday night, and I like to make homemade cards that are special for the person. And she has her hair at the moment purple. And I was like, I feel like a peacock card would be perfect for her. So I did it in purple and blues and kind of a turquoisey.
It was great.
It was really beautiful, but I didn't know that she liked peacocks, but I knew purple was her thing. And so I made the card to be that. And when she received it, she was like, I love this. Actually, we're in process of redecorating our bedroom with peacocks and these two colors, this purple and this turquoisey blue, exactly that. Thank you for thinking of me. It was a gift to her. I thought of her. I didn't know as many details as I could have known about her, but it was a good fit for her. And I love when that happens when I'm giving gifts.
Now, I just feel like I want to be part of that story as well. On the inside of the card, I wrote the poem.
I know, this was your gift.
I wrote the poem. That was my gift because I'm not so into purple peacocks, but I can do poetry. So those were gifts from both of us. And the thing is, you have significant people in your life.
Yes, I hope so.
And it may be that one person, or it may be a child, or it may be a parent. But to be intentional, an intentional connection is for you to take time, whether your love language is gifts or not, yep, take time to think, what would they like? Now, there's sometimes that you may buy something for that loved one and you find out that it is not the best thing.
I remember loved as much
as
you
thought. The first time I bought Susie flowers, oh, I was so excited. They were roses. They were roses, and I took them to her. I presented them because every girl loves roses except Susie.
That was back in the day.
I did not know it at the time, but she looked at them. She said, thank you, and said, but they're dead. And I was like, what? they're dead. They're not alive. I'm going to end up throwing these away. I was like, oh. But later she learned that accept the gift and then throw it away when I'm not there.
No, not at all like that. But the thing about it is I truly love plants. This is a way that
Dan... She likes a live plant.
I love growing people, things, etc. And I love seeing the process of growth. I didn't know that back in the day. But the other day, Dan was going to Lowe's. This is our hardware store. And he needed a pack of screws. And he was like, I think he's trying to lure me in, right? He was like,
do you want to go with me? She said, no. I said,
it's okay.
We're going to go. Nope.
It's okay. And then he says, you could go to the plant section and pick out a plant,
I'll
a
get
flower.
You a plant.
And I was like, okay, just a minute. I'll be right with you.
It was
you.
Like begging. Come, Susie, come. Plant, come on.
I did find a plant. I found three plants, I think. I found three plants.
Four.
Speak of it, one of the plants he bought me, because he got to choose from my plethora of choices, he chose the red rose. And it's in my backyard. It is
it's
planted.
It's a full circle.
And it is budding today for the first time.
It's so a it's whole a, new world.
This is like a gift that also keeps giving, right? Because the roses, a lot of significance about roses and growth and mentoring and people in my life. So
I just
thank
want you,
you
to
for
know
that, gift.
That at this point in time in my life, I love to give gifts to people, especially to Susie.
Thank you.
So
I
am
too.
A gift giver. But recently, Susie surprised me with something that I'd really been wanting. I've been getting back into harmonica.
So good.
And Susie bought me Marine Band B-flat, which I have never had one. It's a new brand for me. I always got the blues harmonica, but I heard that this one was a better one, and she got it, and this has now become my favorite.
Let's hear. So, harmonica is such a gift of joy, don't you think?
This was a great gift. Thank you very much.
Bravo, by the way.
And matter of fact, we have this company that we pay to find things for us. It's called Amazon, or maybe Amazon. And I'm now starting to put more harmonicas in there that I may need gifted to me. But anyway, it's just it's a thought that counts, especially if I end up with one of these in my case.
The other thing that Dan often really gifts me with is he has great fashion taste. I don't know if you know this about Dan, but we dress alike every day. We try to be really, back in the day when I used to sew our clothes a lot more than I do now, we could exactly match. But now we have to creatively match. And it's just a way of loving each other. It is a statement piece. And we actually really do love it. It's not at all a difficulty for us. But when we go into shops and I need something for an event or whatever, we go into a shop and Dan has this gift that he gives to me. He can go in a shop and pick out and say, that'll work for you. That will look great on you. That will, don't even think about that one.
Well, actually, she's not telling the full truth here. I give her at least a half hour to look and find anything she wants to find. She doesn't usually pick out anything too good. But while she's doing that, I wander around and I pick out the two things that are going to look absolutely smashing on her.
And I take and I like bring my picks and I always run them by Dan because some of the things that I pick on my own without his help do not turn out great.
It's like, how am I ever going to match that? And would I want
Or it just doesn't even look great on me. It's not the right fit. It's not the right color, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, but he always picks the right thing for me. So it's really a gift for me. He picks these shoes like those two things will work good. I take him to the dressing room if possible. And they're perfect. I'm like, how did you even know that? He's like, you didn't even need to.
I look at her every day. I know it's going to look good on her. But anyway, but here's the other thing that is really nice.
I feel known and loved and valued and special
about a gift. Here's something really special about a gift. Right now, Susie and I are both on a weight loss program. But from time to time, Susie blesses me with ice cream. It is my favorite thing in the whole world.
This is your vice, isn't it? Ice cream.
But it's just something about, I can have this ice cream. And Susie's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. This is going to be so good for you. And it's like, yes, it's an intentional, you know, connection. It's like we've just won the Super Bowl of ice cream. The Super Bowl of ice cream is mine. And she gave it to me.
And it should have nuts on it as well, right? Like, it's got to have nuts on his ice cream or in his ice cream.
Anyway, see, I know this is not about us. It's about you. And it's about you being intentional with your connection. And this one is gift.
Okay, so gifted. So this is part of our In 30 Challenge. It's a free course that we'll put the link in the show notes for this as well. But this is a list of 30 intentional challenges that we're in the middle of podcasting out to you. And this one is number 4. There's also a bonus list of 60. So even more ideas of how to intentionally connect. This one's called Gifted. It says, surprise the other sometime during the In 30 Challenge or whenever you want to do it with a special gift. Do not let them know which day you'll surprise them. Think about what they would like for no reason at all and intentionally surprise them with something special. So this is what it looks like. It's Gifted. And we really encourage you to do that. Just choose your person. Maybe you're not a couple. Maybe you don't have a special family member, but you have a special friend.
Or a neighbor.
Or a neighbor or someone that you're getting to know. And when you learn even something about them, think about a gift that would be important to them. Now, just a little caviar out there. Dan and I have lived in many seasons of our life, most of the seasons of our life, under the financial picture of what we feel like we need.
I'm not buying a new car, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, so it does not have to be expensive. A lot of times, the things that we gift to people, we make ourselves, food or special tastes of something. I'm learning how to paint rocks with my three neighbors around our house. We're meeting 2 times so far, and so we have learned how to paint rocks with acrylic paints. And those kind of special messages are becoming gifts. It's called kindness rocks to other people. So it doesn't have to cost a lot. The idea of gifts and giving of gifts is that you're thinking of them, you're presenting them with something, and especially if it can be a surprise.
So here's what you need to do. Think of that special person or people. Think of what they would like. Or just take a walk in a store and go, oh, they would love that. Pick it up, get it for them, give it to them. It will say you were intentionally thinking of them, and it makes for a great connection.
Yeah, so I have a friend who has just started up journaling, and I'm so proud of her because journaling is one of our things that we find just such helpful. It helps our life in so many ways. So for her to have momentum in journaling is really cool. And I got in my email just yesterday an email about journaling, about making a diary, the benefits. It was kind of like a motivational 3 paragraphs or whatever. I copied them. I pasted them into a text message to my friend, my journaling friend, and I sent it to her, and I just said I was thinking about you, and I thought maybe this would help support you in this new journaling process. And she messaged me back just before recording this podcast. Thank you so much for thinking of me. And there was like hearts and everything there. And sometimes that kind of a gift is also such a special thing for people that are important in our lives.
So it's greater to give than to receive, but both are pretty good.
Yeah.
May you live fully alive as you love your life, your world, and your God. My name's Dan.
My name is Susie.
Together we are Doozy. Live fully.
And love fully and give gifts, surprises. Thank you so much for joining us for this Just Live podcast episode 45. Over and out.